This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 1950, the city of St. Louis hit a population peak of more than 850,000 people. But in the following decades, as residents fled to the suburbs, they left behind empty buildings, overgrown lots, and unpaid property taxes. To gain control of that vacant land, the city of St. Louis created the country's first land bank back in 1971. Now, as St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman reports, the city is putting renewed focus on what to do with all that land.
St. Louis's Land Reutilization Authority, known to most as the LRA, owns more than 11,000 parcels in the city. Last month, Mayor Francis Slay stood on one of those vacant lots, a freshly mowed lawn in the Walnut Park West neighborhood in far north St. Louis. Slay was there to announce a new program.
We're giving lots like this one away for just $125 to next door neighbors who promise to maintain them. We call it mow to own.
It was a big step. The city spends more than $1 million a year mowing vacant property, and half of all vacant lots owned by LRA are eligible for the program, meaning the city could get thousands of parcels back on the tax rolls and off its mowing list.
For us, it's really taken off.
Patrick Brown is the mayor's deputy chief of staff and is heading up a new vacancy and blight task force. He says the Mow to Own program has already gotten 100 applicants, but it's just one part of the city's concerted effort to deal with vacant land. Brown says 45 years ago, when St. Louis created a land bank for abandoned properties, it was the first in the country.
However, being first doesn't always make you best, and so we have lots of improvements that we can make to help allow LRA to do their job more efficiently.
The conversation on how to do that began more than a year ago at a seminar with the Center for Community Progress, a national think tank on vacant land. Kim Graziani is the center's vice president and director of national technical assistance. She says working with the community is important for any land bank's success, and a side lot program like LRA's Mow to Own is a good first gesture.
That, I think, has gone a long way in educating residents about what a land bank does, and it also, at the same time, puts those properties into a productive use.
But dealing with thousands of parcels is expensive, and Graziani says the biggest obstacle for land banks is funding. LRA, for instance, gets no direct revenue from the city or the state. So with limited resources, the agency is getting more creative. There's the Mow to Own program, but also LRA is leasing 40 parcels to a company that creates urban tree farms and working with the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District to tear down abandoned properties and create rainscapes. This summer, the agency also is working with AmeriCorps volunteers to collect data on properties throughout the city.
So the first question is whether or not there's a structure on site.
Catherine Smith is one of 10 volunteers walking through the Walnut Park East neighborhood, all wearing bright yellow vests. She stands in front of an empty lot, filling out a survey on a tablet with an app called Loveland.
And then the next question is if there's a front-facing sidewalk. So there is, and I'll click yes.
Answering all those questions will help the city know the state of LRA properties, privately owned parcels, even the city's infrastructure like sidewalks and lighting. Back at City Hall, Patrick Brown says that information will help LRA know more about its stock and make better land use decisions.
You know, there's one vacant lot on a street, a very nice, well-maintained street. The best thing for us to do is to quickly get that one parcel in the middle of the block into someone else's hands to take care of it.
Getting it back on the city's tax rolls, off the maintenance list, and out of LRA's hands. Because ultimately, a successful land bank doesn't have any land. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.